CL listening.
Oh.
WW4JET.
Matthew. How you doing? What you doing?
Are y'all ready for Christmas?
If you're heading Highway 11 north, turn around. That's closed by Ansu's, and looks like it might have been a pretty serious accident because they had life light in there that just left. Other than that, I'm running around still, but I'm close. How about you? How are you doing?
Oh, I hate to hear that about bad wreck on Highway 11. I think that intersection there at Ansu's, they were talking about putting a roundabout or something in there. And I wonder if it happened at that intersection, but that's not good. Yeah, we had some running around to do today. I made a pot of sauce last night, but other than sauce, I had nothing else to make lasagna out of. So we went down and got all the meat and cheese and everything. We'll go back, put that together. And we popped in Tractor Supply, Lori's in the, well, we call it the junk store, or I call it the junk store. She's in Southern Home Liquidators, looking to see what last-minute deals she can get. But I've already popped into Ingles and got a couple of steaks for Christmas Day dinner. So, yeah, we're pretty much done. Head home and maybe take a nap or something. Are you having a house full?
Yeah, I missed you by a little bit. I was just down that way. Met some guys for coffee earlier. Did a post office trip and an Ingles trip as well. Christmas afternoon, probably. We'll have some kids over. But that's about it. No other real plan. Just a couple appointments that have to be kept tomorrow. Not a couple. My wife has a doctor appointment. Availability came tomorrow, so she's going to run out to that. I'll probably go with her. And that about it. We'll go to church tomorrow afternoon, and we're laying low.
I'm kind of surprised that a doctor's office is seeing patients on Christmas Eve. I bet it won't be terribly busy, I would think. But I've been wrong before. And here comes Lori with two very large bags. So I guess she found something in there that she likes. And, yeah, we're doing Christmas Eve with the kids and the grandkids. But instead of driving to Cumming and spending the night, they moved north of Gainesville in White County. So we're going to drive down tomorrow afternoon, and after the festivities roll, you know, they got little kids, so things will end fairly early. Yeah, we're going to just drive back to Pickens, so we're not even going to spend any time in Georgia this week.
That sounds good. It's nice that they're close enough to do that, for sure. And on the first note, yeah, that's probably why there was a cancellation. So she was able to move up an appointment for a couple weeks. So late, it's late morning, and they're probably done after her, or, you know, midday, I'm sure, they might even be done for the long weekend, probably, right? But so she lucked out with that. That was a good deal with nothing else really going on, so. Well, very good. Sounds good. Yeah. Hey, on another note too, we gotta get your node set up for inbound. I don't know. One of your ports is probably not right on that thing because I can't get into it. I heard you yesterday. I was gonna on the 310, and I was on Echolink and must have missed you just by a minute. But I wasn't able to get in. I was going to try getting into your node, but I can't do it.
Do not accept an incoming connection. I've tried to free up the port forwarding. Now, I thought you had the same issue, and you called Upcountry and you said it was part of the security on the upcountry router. Did I dream that or what?
The only thing is you're going to pay. I think they what they do is they have a they have a private IP address and they open it up with a public IP. Don't quote me if it's that direct, that or the other way around. But I think they give you a public IP address. But it's $5 a month. It's not their standard, I guess. So, but you can call them and change that if you're interested. And it seemed to work for me, actually.
I got an easier solution. If you want to connect to my node, just connect to the KA3JIJ machine because I'm full-time connected. And I don't know if you've noticed, there's a lot more traffic on the repeater because there's three repeaters in Cobb County, Metro Atlanta, that are connected now. There's a 440 machine, a 2-meter machine, a 900 megahertz machine, and a DMR machine, all connected in. So I've been having a lot of fun getting to know the guys over there in Cobb.
Okay. Yeah, you got to send me the info on that. You just connect on it with your node. I'm guessing an Echolink or All-Star connection. Is that it?
Just connect your All-Star to 43135. You'll be connected to my node. You'll be connected to the JIJ. You'll be connected to all those repeaters in Cobb County.
The All-Star number, was that what you just gave me? Is there an additional digit for that?
5 digits, 43135.
Phone went in between the seats. I hate when that happens. All right. 43135.
And like I said, I'm full-time connected. And I listen to it a lot. And there's a lot more traffic on there. And I also talked to Ron Alexa, who owns the machine. And, you know, we have a DMR bridge on it, too. If you go to DMR Talk Group 311312. If the bridge was working, you can use that talk group to get into the repeater. And then they have a DMR bridge, and the DMR talk group is 311340. So, a lot of ways to get into the network there if you're traveling or something, if you want a little taste of home, or for me, home. Yeah, that's a good little hub they got built there.
I'll have to check it out. I don't use it that much, so that'll be put it to some good use. But I, you know, heck, you and I, we could talk simplex if we tried. I was just wondering if you had ever decided to give upcountry a call and try to do that, then allow people to get in direct. It is nice actually to have. I have a few people that I use it with.
You keep my $5 a month. Like I said, the only interest I had in All-Star was being able to connect to the 310 machine. Because I can't hit it with RF. Sometimes I can hear it very faintly. But, yeah, it's not useful to me. So it gives me another option to keep up with the guys at home. And now it's given me opportunities to meet some good guys. So I've enjoyed that the last couple of weeks. At first, it was like nobody would talk to each other. You'd hear the Cobb County guys on. You'd hear the Hall County guys on, but everybody's been kind of talking to each other here lately, getting to know each other. So, anyway, I'm coming back up Highway 178. I haven't told Lori about the wreck on Highway 9, so I'm going to tell her about that when I unkey.
Very good. Very good. Well, I'll let you chat with her. I'm here at the Dollar General to pick up a couple quick things and then head it back to the house. But you have a good Christmas if I don't talk to you. And cool connection the other night with the guy on the ship. That was interesting. And we'll talk some more. But maybe I will catch you later on as well. Who knows? But 73s for now. K4WCL, WW4JET.
With you. Well, and I've been kind of keeping up with him. I've been looking at the camera on the ship, and then I figured out you can also bring up a map that shows you where the ship is. And they got into Tasmania, Hobart, Tasmania, yesterday sometime, because I brought the camera up around 5 o'clock, and they are in port. So that was a fun contact for sure. Matthew, wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas. You guys be safe. Doesn't sound like you're traveling too much. And we'll chat with you after Christmas. K4WCL.
Likewise, and best to Lori as well there. I failed to mention that. So you guys enjoy. Be careful.